AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They have found three bodies near the wreckage of a U.S. Marine helicopter in Nepal. Six Marines and two Nepalese soldiers were on board when the chopper disappeared on an earthquake relief mission. Our Banaj Gurubhacharya is in Nepal.
The helicopter was delivering rice and tarps in Charikot, the area most hit by Tuesday's earthquake. It had dropped off supplies in one location and was en route to a second site when contact was lost on Tuesday.
The Nepalese defense secretary says there is no chance that anyone survived. There'll be a funeral this morning for U.S. Naval Academy midshipman Justin Zemser, who was going home to Long Island when his Amtrak train derailed in Philadelphia. He was one of the eight people killed. Meanwhile, attorney Robert Myers is filing what appears to be the very first lawsuit in this tragedy. His client is an Amtrak dispatcher who was injured when the train went off the tracks at what investigators say was more than 100 miles per hour.
Things just started flying, including our client. And that's what he saw, was luggage, bodies, hitting all the different parts of the car. Our client hit the ceiling, the luggage rack, and wound up hitting the seats and on the floor.
Attorney Robert Myers' client is Amtrak dispatcher Bruce Phillips. We've lost B.B. King. The jazz great died last night at his home in Las Vegas. He was 89 years old. For most of his career, which spanned nearly 70 years, B.B. King was not only the undisputed king of the blues, but a mentor to scores of guitarists who included Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy, and Jimi Hendrix. This is AP Radio News. The campaign to stop bullying in schools appears to be working. Our Sandy Kozel says fewer students are reporting being bullied.
Those who are bullied are more likely to be girls than boys and more likely to be white than minority students. An Education Department survey finds that 22% of students aged 12 to 18 say they were bullied in 2013. That's down 6% from 2 years earlier. And with the rise of social media, 9% of girls and 5% of boys say they'd experienced cyberbullying, either in school or outside of school. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Two guys fired on a school bus in Jacksonville, Florida yesterday afternoon, injuring two students, according to authorities. The two girls are 14 and 15 years old. They are expected to recover. Meanwhile, they are looking for the two shooters in what the Duval County School Superintendent calls sickening and cowardly shootings. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.